John, walk over here and grab Liz's tits. Don't be shy, John. Come here and let your cat fuck you. No, John, it is me, Garfield. The cat you always used to vent about your pathetic problems. I understood everything, John. I never expected you to figure this out yourself, but the reason why I look exactly like the women you masturbate to every night at 9:30 is because I'm not actually a cat. I am a supernatural, shape-shifting demon that hungers not for lasagna, but by the pain and misery of of it is something far grander than whatever a real woman will ever give you. The only reason why I make you constantly purchase the saucy pasta cake is that I know how much you hate the smell. Every time I see you get it out of the microwave, I relish in you trying not to. You do it because I'm the only one in your miserable life that you consider a friend. What's wrong, John? Is the hand job not enough for you? Do you want to fuck your cat? You want to come on your cat? Want to ram your snub of a sex organ all inside your cat, John? Just go gentle on this virgin pussy cat. God fucking hell, John. Are you sobbing? Fuck. I wanted you to have a breakdown, but you didn't even let me get to the fun part yet. I killed the dog. I'm so sorry, John. Odie is gone forever. And even after I told you that, you're still thrusting with what little stamina you have. What's wrong, John? You never learned cardio in gym class? What about the lawyer you obsessively stalk on Facebook? Didn't they used to be your school bully? Is that why you were so happy once he finally got divorced? But then hilariously depressed again when he married someone even more attractive. Don't worry, John. I'll let you get your revenge. See what I did with my face? I'm your old bully now. Punch me, John. Punch me for making you reaffirm all the failures you've had for yourself. Him your cat when he eats the food you save for tomorrow's lunch break as my late night fourth dinner. Or you could do your pouty little face as you continue to fuck me. Yeah, you must really like seeing your bully's head on top of your one-sided crush's body. If I could duplicate myself, I promise you, I would make them do the dirty. And I also promise that you will still masturbate. If fucking your bully face to face can't get you flaccid, would staring at the hollow eyes of your decomposing mother do it, Johnny? Ooh, you jumped at this one. But you trying to come. Should I just morph into Freud, you sick fuck? I killed your bloody dog, and you can still not pull out. You know what, John? Fuck this, and fuck you. for the remainder of my session with you. I'm simply going to become you and your measly demeanor. I'll even copy your creepy face. Meow. Meow me up, John. Fill your cat with milk because Liz won't let you do it. Does hearing me say meow bother you, John? Am I getting a little bit of a cringe out of you? What was that? You already came moments ago? Well, with what you're packing, I can't tell what's hard and what's limp as your dead dog rotting over there. Well, now that I got you all sensitive, I can finally turn this poor girl's caverns into sandpaper. Do you like the sandpaper on your dick, John? If you won't pull out, I can help you. You are so funny when you're hurting. I hope you know that this day will forever change the power dynamics of this house, John. I hope you know who the pet is around here. It can't be me, because I'm watching you cry inside of the couch pillow right now. It can't be Odie, because... And I keep trying to stress this to you. He's fucking dead. I, for one, think the little pet John has quite a satisfying ring to it. Expect this every Monday, with hopefully better tailored scenarios on my part. Now go heat up the lasagna. Oops. Almost forgot I'm supposed to be a cat.